There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Trust and Believe. I'm your host, Sean T. And today we are going to talk about how to live your life and get what you want and be where you want to be by going after the energy and the feeling and making sure you feel good about where you are. I will explain more, but if you want to live a really great life and you want to live a life where you have a little bit less stress and you want to have less people questioning about where you are and where you want to go in your life, this is the episode for you. Get ready to trust and believe. Somebody say, oh yeah.
What's up? He's better than Oprah. Come on, y'all.
This is Sean T, and it's time to trust and believe. All right, so I think a lot of you may have listened to the episode where I was in Lisbon, Portugal, and I will tell you that event, believe it or not, even though it wasn't high production, I didn't even have my team there, I had a really great host, it was one of my favorite events ever because I was able to literally connect to the people in such a great way. I think that whenever I go to a country where their first language and my first language don't coincide, like I speak English, they speak Portuguese, even though they speak way more languages than me, it's such a really great way to exude energy, to exude and communicate with the way that you feel more than just your words or, you know, how impactful can I be with what I say. As I was doing this workout and even a podcast, I was really intentional about the energy I was giving off and the connection I was having, and it was eye contact, and it was really great. But with that said, one of the last questions in the podcast or that was asked to me at that live event was, where do you want to be in 5 years? And so I was just like, that's one, it's a really great question. But two, the way I answered the question was that don't ask me where I want to be, ask me how I want to feel. And I think that there are a lot of you out there right now that are striving for goals that I don't want to say that you're not going to reach the goal, because I do believe that it's possible for you to reach the goal. I mean, my friend Serena said something actually really important. Serena Williams, you know, she said, you can reach for the sky. And for me, I say, you can reach for the stars. You'll never touch the sky and you'll never touch the stars, but you can keep on reaching. But what is the thing that keeps you going? What is the thing that really pushes you to keep on reaching for the stars or reaching for the sky or reaching for that goal or reaching for that financial goal or trying to get that job or getting your diploma or finding the perfect life partner? Every single one of those things, the end game is you want to reach that because you want to feel a certain way. You want to have financial success because you want to feel financially free. You want to have relationship success because you want to feel the highest level of love and companionship that you can have. You want to get that diploma because you want to feel educated. You want to feel successful. You want to feel what it's like to have a really great job. You know, you want to be a great parent because you want to feel successful about your parenting skills. So all of these things, even though a lot of them have tangible rewards, be it money, the feeling of love and physical touch, the feeling of having that diploma and the success, even though they have tangible things, it's all about the feeling. So what if I just challenged you to go after having a really great feeling every single day? I will tell you, throughout this bodybuilding journey, I have learned one of the most insane but powerful messages that I've learned in the last 25 years of fitness. For years and years and years, obviously with commercial fitness, you know, it's different things. It's about weight loss, about how much muscles you have. It's about whether you have a six pack. And when I was going after that feeling of like wanting to feel really good, I was so focused on trying to have the six pack, trying to be a certain weight, that I wasn't connecting to the feeling. It was like this kind of like empty place as I was going from point A to point B. And as I'm going through this bodybuilding journey, I wake up in the morning, I'm like, I know I look good, but I also know that I feel fucking amazing. And why do I feel amazing? Because the end game is not the thing that I'm going for. This journey has taught me, one, it's a sport. So it's less about if I'm going to look good at a wedding or if I'm going to look good at the beach. It's a sport. So it's more about how can you maintain your feeling? How can you commit to what it is that you need to commit to, be it your workouts, your fitness regimen, your conversations with your coach? And it has taught me to really connect to how I feel as the process goes on. Let's just talk about the workouts in general. Now, of course, you all know, I think that's the thing that's most familiar to me. I've always connected to the way that I felt during a workout. I'm like, whether it's Insanity or Asylum or dance, I love the feeling. This has been a little bit different because now I'm lifting weights. So I'm connecting to the feeling of my muscles, my mind-muscle connection. I'm connecting to the burn. I'm connecting to the burn release. I'm connecting to the break. And that rest that I have in between sets is no longer about, oh my gosh, like I'm doing this and I'm in this 30-second break because I just want to look good. I'm in this break and I am like, you feel good. You're feeling every step of the way. This is going to make you feel better. This is going to give you that power. This is going to give you that motivation and the fuel to show up tomorrow. Now, that's just the workout. Like, again, that's most familiar to me. It's easy in a sense. The workouts aren't easy, but it's easy and it's fun. And I was able to easily connect to the mind-muscle connection, the burn, and the break. All of it. I'm good. One of the things that has been the most transformative, if you will, is my connection to nutrition. I've developed a way to, I used to say, like, you know, talk to your food. Are you going to make me feel good? Are you X, Y, and Z? But now with meal prepping, my life is set. And, you know, food is such a tough thing for people to master. I think that's the best way. I mean, no matter how many food podcasts you listen to, how many books you read, how many diets you know about, it's just a really tough thing to master for you. One, because there's so many things out there, but two, your mind becomes jumbled with why you want to eat this certain way. What do you look like? Can you fit into these clothes? How much weight do you want to lose? And for me, because I meal prep, I don't even think about it. I'm like, my life is set and now I can eat. I can eat with freedom. I don't have to worry about what I'm going to pick, what I'm going to choose to eat. It made me clear my mind about, oh my gosh, okay, like tonight, let's say we're going to have a pizza night. Okay, I'm not going to have the cheese. I'm going to eliminate this. I'm going to eliminate that. If I go to a restaurant, I'm not going to have that because I'm going to have to burn that off later. I actually don't have that anymore. I'm just like, here's my food. This is what makes me feel good. This is the food that's going to go toward the goal. And even along this process that I started back in January, I've had times where I was able to go out for a drink. And I don't even want to say be able to. There are times that I could drink. There are times where I could have a burger. There are times where I could have fries. Now, obviously, coming up towards show day, things are a little bit crazy. It's a little bit crazy. But what it's teaching me as I'm lessening my carbs and my calories is, again, I walked in the mirror. I'm like, I know I look good. It's mentally, how do I feel? I want to maintain this feeling. I feel really good. And I know, and this is the most freeing thing, I know that if you're watching this and you're seeing me on YouTube right now, I know that this is about as sustainable as it gets. When you see me in 2 weeks, it's not sustainable because there's an off season, which is really great. And I know right now I'm 206 pounds. I already know I'm going to go up to 225, 230 in the off season to build muscle. And it's so freeing. And that's what I want to talk about when it comes to the feeling. What I'm doing now is actually so freeing because it's less about I'm going to look this way. I'm going to have this six pack because it is forever. And it's even when I do gain weight back, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to feel good with the food that I'm eating. I'm going to feel good about the workout that I'm doing. I'm going to feel good about the muscle that I'm building. I'm going to feel good about the burn that I'm having. And I know I'm talking a lot about the fitness part of it, but it's the thing that has taught me so much throughout this process that I have literally had such an incredible relationship with body image, improved relationship with body image. And I've been pretty good for the past couple of years. But I think it's so freeing that I don't look in a mirror being like, it's less about like, do I look good? And more about, okay, like aesthetically, like the sport is making it way more fun. And it's actually way more doable. It's a lot more challenging, but it's also, it's like freeing and fun. So I say all that to say, maybe you're not, most of you are not going through some fitness competition or like competitor or bodybuilding thing. I want you to attach to what it is and how it is that you want to feel. Let's stay with this like fitness realm for a second. If it's going to make you feel good, if you're able to maintain the control and the feeling, and again, we say all the time, if you're going to have a balanced life, and you're gonna feel really good, strive for the feeling. It will change your mindset. It will make you feel good. I remember my trainer saying, the only thing I'm worried about you with this journey is mentally, when you see yourself, you know, 6 weeks out, which I'm almost 6 weeks out, she's like, I'm just worried that you're gonna think that like anything beyond that is sustainable, and it's not. And I immediately was like, okay, I'm going to have like good mental health through this. I'm really going to connect to myself. And the check-ins that I do every week, I do check my weight, but most of the check-ins are photo. I'm like, I know for a fact that 10 weeks out is a sustainable life for me. Like a month ago, I looked good. I felt good. I was still above 3,000 calories a day. I was able to have a drink. I'm like good to go. Now so much, I'm like, all right, now we're into the sport. But I want you to think about how it is that you're feeling as you are dieting, as you are working out. And I know I have a bunch of programs out there and I'm like, you know, work out every day. One thing is 25 minutes, but I don't want you to do it if it's not making you feel good. Or if the end game for you is to look good for somebody else, or you're only going to feel good if you're going to get the compliment from somebody else. How are you going to feel good for you? How are you going to make this the feeling sustainable instead of either the weight loss or the size that you are? Look, celebrate the process. Celebrate if you reach that goal. But as you go through the process of the food, the fitness, whether you're lessening calories or improving calories, just go after the feeling and feel really good about that. The next thing I want to talk about is life. Oh, my gosh. I started going to therapy again, or I got a new therapist, I should say, about a year and 4 or 5 months ago. And, you know, I just really set out on a path of going after happiness and feeling happy. And what I realized immediately when I was going into therapy is I was going through a big transition in my life. And I will say that I have jumped off the springboard into not giving a fuck what people think about me. And here's why. Not because I think I have all the answers or I'm God or anything like that. It's just that I'm so secure with myself and I'm so secure in my intentions. And if I do something that is not pleasurable to somebody else, I'm secure with being able to say sorry. Even in my relationship with Scott. Like, even our disagreements that we have as a couple has completely changed. Like, I used to, like, really try to argue my point and be like, I want to get you to, like, understand and feel this way. And before I even do all that, I'm very much like, you know what? You're 100% right. And I'm respecting the way that you feel. And I don't want to argue with the way that you feel. And I know the perception of the way you feel is 100% right to you. And then I ask if I can explain why I did what I did, or I said what I said, or how I reacted the way I reacted. That all stemmed from me going on the transition of not necessarily having a baggage. Because I think a lot of times when you get in an argument with your spouse, like, there's this level of disappointment that they're going to have in you because either the way you acted, or you're not able to say sorry, or you don't want to take ownership for the situation. And it's like, I talk in my book, it's not the thing, it's the thing. And really becoming connected to myself by not giving a fuck what other people think, it also allowed me an easier way to say I'm sorry. It also created a much easier way for me to listen to people and to not be stressed about the fact that somebody may be not happy with the way I acted, even if I didn't mean anything to be harmful, and to accept that that's the way that they perceived it. And it's been really freeing in that space. The other thing that's, like, really joyful is, and I talk a lot about this often, the social media thing. I'm, like, a big believer in, and I talk about this a lot, not being one-dimensional. I've hated for so many years that people have known me as the insanity guy. Like, I like it because it is authentically me when I'm in that 35 to 55 minute workout. That is exactly how I feel. You're getting 100% authentically me, but I'm not like that 24 hours a day. And I do live in a space of love. I do live in a space of the golden rule. I do live in a space of wanting to help people. I do oftentimes wear my heart on my sleeve, but I'm also ratchet as I also curse. I also have, like, the craziest conversation with my friends. I also have an OnlyFans. I am about enjoying my life. And for so long, as a person who had to hide who he was because I was gay, you know, I didn't come out till I was 21. And then I was thrown into the spotlight of, you know, commercial fitness. But I mean, I stepped into the spotlight, you know what I'm saying? But stepping into that spotlight and being like, okay, now I'm known as this. It didn't scar me, but it was definitely like, okay, I went from one place and I went to another place, and I just felt like I was constantly trapped in a box. And so in the last 5 years, because I'm 45 now, a bitch is like, you know what? I'm living my best life. And so here are some of the great things that I've done to be able to, I would say I'm still blossoming as a human being, and it feels absolutely wonderful.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Now, first of all, you know, there's Facebook and there's Instagram and there's Twitter. If you want good fun, go to Twitter. But so just yesterday, before I recorded this podcast, Instagram came out with Instagram Threads. And I just thought this was like, I was excited. It was fascinating. But I was very, very clear when I put up my profile. I'm like, disclaimer, this is a deeper dive into Sean T. I'm going to motivate you in a not so traditional way because, and I've said this before too, I hate when somebody says, like, you know, for the longest time, people would be like, Will Smith is a stand-up guy until he smacked the shit out of Chris Rock. Don't get it twisted. I know I look like Will Smith. I would never do something like that on national TV. But when he did it, everyone was exponentially disappointed because they had put him on this pedestal of like, oh my gosh, like, Will Smith is so great. Yeah, Will, like, that's fucked up. I know you're from Philly and me too, but like, that was a lot. But I'm saying I wasn't exponentially disappointed in him because I'm like, he's a fucking human being. And I don't think that you should do something like that. And I don't think you should hurt people. But everyone's like, I'm never talking to him again. Wait a minute. So you go from really loving somebody, thinking they're the top of the world, and they do something pretty fucked up, but it's crazy, to like hating them. And a lot of you people don't look in the mirror, or you're afraid to look in the mirror. A lot of y'all did some shit, like you cheated on your spouse, but like nobody knows you did it, so it's okay. And so that's why I don't like people putting me on a pedestal. I don't like when people call me a stand-up guy. Me and Scott hate when people say, like, you're a power couple. You know who I love that appreciates our relationship? Well, obviously our friends that really know us. People might look up to us as gay dads, but they also see us at the pool in our Speedos being ratchet, or they might see us with our kids teaching them. Like, I just have found freedom in living in all aspects of me, and it's not easy. And I know it's not easy for you to do. I actually talked to a guy on Twitter. I'm not going to say his handle. And every time I post something on Twitter, I post ratchet pictures with motivational stuff. And so he's always like, oh my gosh, like, you know, I wish I could live the life that you live. I wish I can come out to my family. My family knows nothing about me. And every message is like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm hiding who I am. And I know it's not easy to come out. I would love if this guy found freedom. But the reason why I'm saying is, how many of you out there are right now literally living behind all of these barriers to live up to an expectation so that you can be put on a pedestal? It's like treading water for 45 years. I don't know when people do mean things to people. But I absolutely love when I notice somebody's like, it becomes real when people have like a rough portion in their life and they're not so perfect. Like, if somebody's out there perfect and they never have an issue, I'm like, good for you. Like, I'm happy for you. I'm happy you never hit a snag. But I believe that life is just that. It is a roller coaster of events. Everybody has family issues. Like, people probably look at my family and they're like, oh my gosh, like, you guys are so great. If I told you all the family issues I have, like, you'd be like, oh, I feel next to normal. Every family out there I know has family issues. Everybody out there I know wants to make more money. Even though I love all the people I work with, I'm sure sometimes they're like, bitch, give me more money. We want a raise, or we want this. Or like, I have a really great career. There's some things I want to change, or I want to do differently in my job. The reason why I say that is because I know there's a lot of people out there that are trying to live in this space, but you have to be honest with who you are. You have to be free. I'm not saying you have to get to the level of like not giving a fuck, because that's really, really, really hard to do. But you should strive to get to a level of really believing in who you are. And most importantly, just not living your life in a tunnel to live up to the expectations of these people around you. Negative people only think about you when negative things happen. And positive people in your life think about you when the negative things happen, when the positive things happen, and when you're silent. And so what is going to give you more fuel? What is going to be more fruitful in your life? The people who really accept you for who you are. I put up a post. I'm like, if I'm one big piece of the pie and you only like me for this piece of the pie, please unfollow me. It just kind of annoys me that like people have this expectation and they don't accept when people want to grow. That's the main source of this. When you go after the way you want to feel, constant growth happens. When you eliminate your desire to be perfect for people who only think about you when you're not at your top, or when you're not at the peak, or when you're at your lowest, when you desire to be perfect for those people, you're literally putting a barrier between you and your personal greatness. I have this podcast, Trust and Believe. Like, you know, we have really great interviews. A lot of people I interview once or twice, I learn something from every single person I interview. But the reason why I have this podcast is because I literally want you to trust and believe in who you are. One of the biggest things you can do is kind of write down who you think you are, who you want to be, how you want to feel, how you want to live your life. And that is your menu. Do all that. And if any of those things that you write down are feeding your parents' desires or social media people's desires, if any of these things aren't fitting the desire that you want to be for yourself or be in your life and be authentically you. I'm not saying that you can't, people say compromise for your spouse. I don't believe it's compromise. I think it's like the love that you have for your spouse creates that bridge for you to do things that you necessarily wouldn't do because it's your spouse. But like, if any of these things on this menu are done for other people besides your spouse, eliminate those things and follow this part of your menu because this is what you want to do. This is how you're going to make yourself thrive. Even when it comes to business, like I know a lot of people and they're really smart and they're wonderful. And they have these step-by-step courses on how to like build your business. I would say 90% of the people who do those courses don't reach the level of success of the person that did the course. Because the person who did the course, while there are tips and tricks in there to help you, but the person who made that course for them. It's what's helped them. And that's why, you know, I will say Marketing Impact Academy, my girl, Shalene Johnson, one of the reasons why I love her because I'm really good friends with her. I'm going to give you a little insight. Oh my God, this is why I love being me. I remember I was like, Shalene, girl, I'm not leaving money on the table. You know what I mean? I got my little, me and Scott got a little wine night, OnlyFans, and it's lit. And so she was like, and I really look up to Shalene. I was like, oh God, like, I wonder what Shalene's going to say. Cause you know, she's, you know, marketing impact queen. She said, well, I know one thing. I want all the VIP photos. I said, that's my motherfucking girl right there. Because we're sitting there at dinner and her husband's there, my husband's there, my friends Chip and Ellie are there. She's like, airdrop me this photo, airdrop. And it was just like super fun because I was like, you know, this is somebody who accepts me for me. And even when we actually had dinner with them in the south of France, they're like, you know, what businesses are you working on? What other things are you doing? Like, what other side hustles do you have? And the reason why I love her way of like inspiring and motivating, helping people build businesses, like she's really after never leaving money on the table and doing things that make you feel good and happy and actually working less and making more and doing it for you, which is mostly the point. And that's what I want to finish with today. Do you. It is not selfish if you wake up in the morning and you have a desire to be who you want to be. It is not selfish to wake up in the morning to say, I want to do this because I want to feel really f-ing great. It's not selfish to wake up in the morning and say, I want to do absolutely nothing if I don't have to. Just continue to do you. Continue to do you. If you do you, you will trust and believe. And I will throw this out there again, because I'm a big on mental health. If you have time, go to therapy. Because this is how I was able to really throw those noodles up against the wall to see what I wanted, to see how enjoyable I wanted my life to be, how much fun I wanted to have. And now I'm taking noodles off the wall. I'm testing them out. Maybe they'll stick. Maybe they won't. But when I throw these noodles up against the wall, I know that I'm having a good-ass time. Speaking of a good-ass time, I'm going to put this in the show notes. Or you can go to my Linktree on Instagram or Twitter or Threads. So Scott, I'm throwing a birthday party for Scott in the Canary Islands. It is going to be a fitness retreat, a birthday retreat, and a mental motivation retreat. It is going to be full of fun, pool parties, Speedos. It's going to be like 360 degrees of Shanti. It is a little bit expensive, but it's a lot of it worth it. Come with really positive energy. And if you come with someone, it's a little bit cheaper. But more importantly, if you want to really get to experience, you know, me and Scott accepting you in your greatest form. And no, not everybody that comes there has a six pack. Like, that is the last thing we care about. We care about the fun, the excitement. And the reason why I started doing these retreats is because I went to therapy and I realized when we were in Mykonos, I was like, this is really awesome. Like, being around these people who really want to know who you are, understand you, and don't just want you for the fitness, don't just want you for the mental motivation, but want to see more about your relationship, want to have interpersonal conversations. It just creates a really good time. That was a plug because I think that you should try to come. There aren't many spots left, so hurry up. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. Stay tuned because I'm going to be doing some episodes as I get closer to my show. And you can look at these abs all you want. They'll look close to this, but they're not going to look like this all the time. And I'm 100% fine with it because I'm on the path to feeling really good about myself. So go out there, chase the feeling, and always trust and believe in who you are.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.